But I had a taco, and it had like that texture of sour cream.
Okay, so did you have the sour cream like on like a Taco Bell taco?
Yeah.
Okay, so that's the problem.
Yeah.
So that was the problem.
Yeah, it's not sour cream. Such as I used to work, I fucking hate it.
It's shit for Taco Bell.
It's so bad.
Not good.
Right.
Yes.
Can you not tell that there's a tint of brown in that?
That's weird.
No, but like, okay, let me paint the picture. So you like potatoes.
Right.
You like butter.
Potatoes are
like
do you like do you like you like fries?
Yeah.
Like
course.
Okay.
It doesn't.
So here we go. Baked potato. Once it's hot, you put the like you cut it open, you cut the squares, and you like start cutting it through.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. You put a dollop of butter on it.
A dollop?
A
dollop. A
dollop.
A dollop of daisy.
A dollop.
There we go.
A dollop.
And that came from sour cream. That's yeah. Okay. You put the butter on the potato, it
right.
starts melting. It's already good. Okay, now we're sprinkling some seasonings on there.
Chives.
Okay. No.
Green onions.
Not yet, not yet. Put the sour cream on there, okay? And not much. You don't have to do much. You don't have to overload the cream here.
Okay.
Okay. And then, you know, you let it combobulate itself.
What?
Combinize or whatever.
Combinize?
Combination.
Oh my gosh. Combination. I feel like I'm back in Ms. Tackett's
combination
class.
Station on this potato. Then you can start adding your chives. You can add your shredded cheese and other things like that.
Okay.
Okay.
Are we at the sour cream yet?
Yeah, I just said this.
Yeah, when we started talking
dollop,
about the freaking.
That was the
dollop
of daisy.
Why do you keep saying daisies?
That's how they literally. What?
Next dinner.
It's literally Daisy brand. That's what it is.
Yeah, yeah.
The sour
cream.
I thought you were just saying
daisies. Dollop a dollop of daisy. It's the sour cream commercial.
That's a tongue twister.
Yeah.
Do love a dollop of the ways. Yeah,
have you never heard of
that? No, I've never heard of
that. That's a thing. Victoria, that's a thing, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
Y'all are tripping.
A dollop of daisy.
Yeah,
do wop
a dollop,
a dollop
of daisy. And it's like a jingle.
What?
Yeah.
Next dinner. You're going to make me.
Next dinner. You know, I'll do it when we come home. But.
Okay. Hey, buddy.
Oh my gosh!
Don't spill the Sprite. Now it's on your hand, and now your hand's gonna be sticky the whole show. So congratulations.
Thank you.
Victoria, he's gonna be a mess over here.
Yeah.
Okay. Should we get started?
Yeah.
It's a countdown dropout.
You are now listening to the Downtown Dropouts.
Okay. All right. Welcome to the Downtown Dropouts, ladies and gentlemen. We're on week 3 recap.
Yeah. Episode 4. All right. Uncut. Let's just start with Monday night. Jaden Daniels against Cincinnati. That was the biggest surprise so far of the season, in my opinion.
Jaden Daniels has arrived. What was it? Passing touchdowns?
Three
rushing.
Passing touchdowns, two incompletions.
Wow. Absolute spotless football. No, Jaden Daniels definitely, he's here. You know, he was drafted number 2 out of LSU by the Commanders. Fantastic game. He started off 1-1 on the year, defeating the Giants in week 2. You know, they built off an incredible week 2 performance and got the dub.
Yeah, so the question I had after this game, because I watched that game and I saw probably the best quarterback play out of a Washington Commanders/Redskins player in a long time. So do you think this is where the Washington Commanders organization turns around?
You know, I think it's definitely possible. They turn around here. They had a great quarterback in Kirko Chains,
right,
who we'll talk about later. But, you know, ever since Kirk Cousins, who have they really had at quarterback?
I mean, just look at the history of young rookie quarterbacks that they've had. They've had, like, short stints. You'll get Dwayne Haskins.
Oh, yeah.
Robert Griffin.
Sam Howell didn't last too long
with
the Commanders either.
Yeah, and so... But I honestly think, like, I haven't seen a quarterback play like this in Washington in a while. Even Ja'Marr Chase, after the game, was like, yeah, this guy is legit.
Yeah, speaking of Ja'Marr Chase, what a game he had. you know, on the other side of Jaden Daniels. Yeah, Ja'Marr Chase led his team with 6 receptions, 118 yards, 2 touchdowns. Hey.
Pretty good day.
Pretty good day. You know, fantasy owners of Ja'Marr Chase, not been too happy with his performance the past few weeks, but really turned it around with 29-point game. Woo!
Yeah, that was a back and forth game. The Bengals are 0-3. You always see like these memes now of like same script like year after year for Joe Burrow. I don't know what it is about them at the beginning of the season, but
they really just do suck.
Yeah, so slow. And I mean they really haven't even had like too many challenges. I wouldn't think like Jaden Daniels and a young Washington Commanders team would really give them that much of an issue, but he really stepped it up.
Yeah, you know, Jaden Daniels, second overall pick. Do you think he's got the rookie of the year in the bag at this point?
I
was just about to agree with you. I think as of right now, I think he's wearing that crown.
And yeah. It's like, I don't want to say a win by default right now, but out of all the rookies that are playing, especially rookie quarterbacks, he's head and shoulders above everyone else right now.
Oh, yeah,
haven't
absolutely
seen much out of Caleb Williams. He got really hyped up in the preseason. Haven't seen, I mean, we saw a little bit out of Drake May, but he's still not starting. He's still not playing really. I'm missing someone. I know. At rookie right now.
JJ McCarthy, Bo Nix.
Bo Nix, but they pulled off a win this week.
Yeah, no, they definitely did.
But I would say, yeah, Jaden Daniels is, that game was a breakout game for him, and it'll be exciting to watch him play after that.
Yeah, some other names to look out for on the Rookie of the Year. Malik Nabers. I really think Malik Nabers could get it. You know, after that game he had with the Giants this past week, I mean, he had 2 touchdowns. He really was just electric. You know, and on top of that, Marvin Harrison Jr. over in Arizona.
Yeah. I know, great game week before. Really started to light it up. So we'll see how it turns out throughout the season, but Jaden Daniels is going to have a target on his back going into next week.
Yeah, no, I think the Rookie of the Year is his title just to lose.
Chase.
Yeah.
What is the Chase Down of the Week?
Dude, let's get into it, and then we'll break halfway through to talk about one of our new little things going on with the Panthers. But starting off on Thursday, we had the Patriots taking a big L from the Jets. And when I mean huge L, I mean Aaron Rodgers really popping off. I don't know. How old is he? Do we know? He's
36.
Is he?
Aaron Rodgers?
Aaron Rodgers
is 40.
He's 40. 40.
Yeah, and he didn't look a day over 25 in that whole game.
No, he
played really good in and out of the pocket. Next we had the Giants and the Browns, with Giants taking the lead 21-15. Here we go with some teams we thought were going to do surprisingly well, but actually kind of got shut down since they were against an okay matchup this week. We had the Saints and the Eagles, and the Eagles, you know, coming back from their last week's loss with the Falcons, of course, and they had to show their stuff, and they took Derek Carr down 15-12. Same with the Texans and the Vikings. We thought that the Vikings were gonna, you know, show some skills here, and then they just really honestly they got demolished by the Vikings, which going against a good team for the first time I think really showed some colors. The Vikings taking them down 34-7. Broncos. Bo Nix actually going really crazy.
Bo Nix did good.
26-7. I'm sure the locker room after that game was lit up. It was.
Oh, absolutely.
The coach, I'm pretty sure, was that their first win of?
Yeah, it was.
Yeah, so with that rookie, I mean, it was just spirits were high.
Yeah, I think going into the game, there's a lot of question marks surrounding Bo Nix. Are they going to start Zach Wilson or Jarrett Stidham? But I think Bo Nix solidified himself as the starter in Denver this weekend.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, they're going to have to ride with him now after that win.
Yeah. I definitely see where it's going to like happen in the next couple weeks for sure. Then on Sunday, we had the Packers and the Titans, with the Packers coming on top 30-14. The Colts actually making a surprising win here, 21-16. Our little gang, if you didn't hear from last episode, we kind of came together and said that the Bears were going to trying to win this one.
But yeah, I definitely thought the Bears were going to win. That is one of the predictions I got wrong this week.
No,
actually, every prediction that you hit might have been wrong.
Yeah, I got the Seahawks right.
Yeah, Caleb Williams did get his first passing touchdown.
And it was to Romo Odunze. Really? Yes, it was. Yes. Yeah, his first and second, I'm pretty sure.
Yeah, but every other, like the Saints lost, and then the Texans got cooked.
I even beat the Saints over my team, and they lost, but I'll take it.
Yeah. The only thing I'm not taking is the fact that I started Derek Carr because of how good he's been doing.
Yeah.
But
I think it's more that Philly defense, though, than the Saints offense. I'm a little biased here, but their secondary really showed up.
Going on to another Sunday game with the Steelers and the Chargers. Steelers coming on top 20-10. I know we kind of thought that the Chargers were going to be whipping up on that one with that new coach. And
yeah, I think Herbert was a little banged up going into the game.
Taylor Heinicke had to come in and finish out the fourth quarter for him.
Yeah, I kind of figured that game would be a little up in the air. The Chargers got a rivalry coming up next week, so I figured that would be a little up in the air if Herbert played or not. And so, yeah, I wasn't surprised Heinicke came in to finish that game.
Yeah, and then Seahawks and the Dolphins. Seahawks going 24-3, shutting the Miami Dolphins away. Yep. And Charbonnet actually getting me 25 points. One of the best trades, I think, of the week for fantasy.
Yeah, we had this fantasy trade. I traded Derek Carr and Zach Charbonnet to Chase for Kyler Murray. And Kyler put up, 16 points. Not crazy, but respectable. Mm-hmm. But Charbonnet did very good for you.
Yeah, Charbonnet definitely locked in. It was a beautiful game, the Seahawks.
Can we talk about your other trades that didn't go well? Can we just make that a segment? Your trades that really
You know what?
Just,
yeah, let's make this
flopped.
A segment.
You had so many flops trades these last couple weeks.
No, I in our fantasy football league, I am kind of known as... I don't even know what
you're
would call
it. You're literally called a gray area. That's what we should call this
I
segment.
I am the
you
gray
are
area.
A gray area.
No, I offer kind of crazy trades, and they get accepted, maybe due to lack of experience within our league. Maybe I just finesse them, whatever it might be.
You attempt to finesse them.
And oftentimes I get away with it, let's be fair.
Yeah, no, but it's really backfired on you in the last couple of weeks.
Yeah, I'm 0-3 to start the year. But yeah, a couple of my trades. I traded Drake London and... I don't even know who it was. Do you remember who it was? I don't remember. But I think it was Drake London and Adonai Mitchell for Brian Thomas and Malik Nabers. Mm-hmm. And then I flipped Malik Nabers for Josh Jacobs.
Yep, I remember that.
Yeah, that was a wild. But then Jacobs did horribly. And Malik Nabers just put up 30 points. Yeah. So.
Didn't pay off, though.
Yeah. Did not pay off.
Yeah. And, going other, we'll just talk about more of the Sunday games. Niners and the Rams. The Rams putting the Niners away 27-24. And weren't they down like a bunch of players this week? Like Cooper Kupp wasn't there.
Oh, yeah. Rams with a surprising
That honestly could have been a steal the show moment. But I think we'll get to another team that actually wrapped it up pretty well. Lions got Lions beating the Cardinals 20-13. This was another one of those teams that we thought, especially with Murray and Harrison, that, we kind of thought we had a new duo coming out of the water here, but getting shut down by the Lions, of course.
They did link up for a touchdown in that game, though.
Yeah. And then Ravens beating the boys. Boys are just not having a good start.
No, they don't.
Not at all.
They don't have the same roster that
they
had in the past at all.
Yeah.
I mean, they just don't have playmakers on the side, on either side of the ball that they had. I mean, they have a few, but, they lose Tony Pollard. Their offensive linemen are getting older. It's not the same team at all.
Right. And, of course, Ravens taking them down this week again, which what's the score for the boys? Is it now 0-3?
They're 1-2.
1-2. Okay.
Who did they beat week one?
Browns.
They beat the Browns, looked like the worst team in the NFL.
And
after losing to the Giants.
Yeah, no. Dallas's offense looked a little promising to start and then really – losses.
And then we really saw it week two and week three. It just wasn't good against Saints or Ravens. And then wrapping up that Sunday. Oh, no, actually not wrapping up that Sunday. We had the Chiefs and the Falcons, which the Chiefs, honestly, the Falcons could have had another, ending little
part. Oh, yeah, they could have had another 30, win.
There was a little bit of controversy.
Yeah. There was a lot of PIs that weren't getting called, I know for a fact. Like,
I know you started Kyle Pitts in fantasy this weekend.
Yeah, and honestly, he did okay. But did it wasn't okay. For a tight end. You know,
for a tight end, he
especially
did
against the Chiefs, he didn't do the worst, and he didn't do the best. I was happy with his play, you know, and I'm keeping him. I think it's going to be an okay matchup. But wrapping up that Sunday, we had the Panthers and the Raiders. I know they didn't play at the very end, but I wanted to save them for the last game on Sunday because we actually got to see an uprising as QB, the new starter of Andy Dalton,
taking over.
And what are we thinking about Andy Dalton? Andy Dalton coming back and securing the starting position, especially for this week, literally putting Bryce Young on the bench himself.
Absolutely.
And terrorizing the Raiders. What are we thinking?
Yeah, I think Dave Canales' decision to bench Bryce Young really shocked a lot of people and made them question if Dave Canales is going to run this offense and team like he should. And then I think Andy Dalton coming in and throwing for, was it 3 touchdowns, like 300 yards, something like that?
Oh, yeah.
I think him coming in and just being able to sling the rock all over a team who just beat the Ravens.
Yeah, a monster game. Mm-hmm. And we can't – if it's one game, but if he continues to play like this, we can't put the blame on Carolina's roster anymore. We can't say that Bryce Young just doesn't have the weapons around him anymore. So that's going to really be what we're looking to.
Yeah.
Because it's the Raiders.
It is the Raiders.
And they beat the Ravens, but I think that game was a fluke. And who do they have lined up for next week?
It looks like Panthers and the Bengals.
Yeah, okay, so I think that'll be more of a test of how will they play.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, if Andy Dalton continues to play like this, what do you think that the future looks like for Bryce Young?
No future.
I actually agree, no future. I think that Bryce Young could be flipped for 5th, 6th round pick. You know, I honestly think that's what his worth has fallen to.
So into the second year, I mean, first year was a complete mess, and obviously most people thought that was going to be the case. They were the number one draft pick for a reason. And you think that moving off of last year into this year, 0-2 start, that's enough for Carolina just to be like, kick him to the curb, we're done with him?
Well, I mean, we saw it with Josh Rosen, Mitch Trubisky. I mean, Mitch only got 3 years.
Yeah, I mean, I think it's a little early for them to move off that sort of value at a quarterback.
Yeah. And then, you know, of course, wrapping up on Monday, we had the Jaguars and the Bills. Pretty crazy game. Like, it just,
Bills
it was
legit.
A complete shutout. It was Bills, Josh Allen. You know, some might even say he stole the show that one, but 47-10, you just can't even compete with that, especially with the Jaguars. They're
not at all.
You know. And then of course wrapping things up, we had the Commanders beating the Bengals, and I thought, you know, I'm kinda new to this whole NFL thing and like watching it and paying attention, but I genuinely thought that the Bengals had more power. I thought
the Bengals had a great game.
And I thought that the, you know, once was Redskins, that it's now the Commanders. I didn't think there was anything coming out of that. I always thought that team was really bad. You know, they didn't have much of a plan or a future. And I always thought the Bengals had, you know, the weaponry to take down anybody but the Chiefs. But
Jaden Daniels is 3 games in, and he looks like a veteran. Anytime they needed a score out of him, he was there. I mean, he's really stepped up in that fourth quarter, too. Just delivered absolute dime in the end zone.
Yeah, that was a really good throw. But, yeah, you know, Jaden Daniels, like we said earlier, doing enough to just get wins.
That was the throw where I thought that he was legit. That looks like a veteran throw.
Yeah, and I'd say that wraps up the weekly roster.
Yeah, the chase down of the week. Thank you.
Yeah.
So now we're going to go into our mountaintop moment of the week. You know, this is where we're going to look at different players, different anything that really reached the peak of their performance, you know? So we're going to start here with Saquon Barkley for the Eagles. You know, first game as an Eagle was pretty good, right?
Yeah. No, huge game from Saquon. Yeah, he played really well.
Yeah, no, I think Saquon definitely tore it up with 147 rushing yards and 2 touchdowns. In his most current game against the Saints, you know, the Saints are supposed to have this lockdown defense. Like, for example, Tyrann Mathieu intercepted Jalen Hurts.
Yeah.
You know, Tyrann Mathieu, he's turning it up. But staying on Saquon, you know, he's also involved in the receiving game with 4 catches. Only had 9 yards, but he's really just off to this monster of a season.
I think if Saquon wasn't on that team, Philly would be 0-3.
I don't even think that's a stretch.
No, I don't. They've really needed him the last few weeks. And, I mean, you can argue that he did lose him the game in Atlanta, but without him, I don't think they'd be in the same spot they're in. You look at him, like, in New York, and you see how much he struggled with, like, with that offensive line, and you're like, if this guy had a good offensive line, like, look what he would do.
Oh, yeah.
He's had a monster season so far.
Yeah, no. On the season, he has 351 rushing yards and 4 touchdowns through 3 games. Like, he's on an absolute tear, and I think he's coming for the rushing title, if not offensive player of the year. For the other mountaintop moment of the week, we got Juwan Jennings. You know, I feel like every year, it happens every year. Some random wide receiver has a crazy game, and everyone loses their mind. This year was Juwan Jennings. 11 receptions for 175 yards and 3 touchdowns. 49ers have an absolutely destroyed by injury roster, with Christian McCaffrey being out and Deebo Samuel being out. Did George Kittle play this game? I think he was injured too. But
both sides were pretty beat up.
Yeah, they definitely were. Brandon Ayuk was slotted to take that number one role.
Mm-hmm.
He ended up just taking a backseat to Juwan Jennings in all of his glory. Like, 175 yards and 3 touchdowns. Doesn't just happen. But I definitely think that this is the peak of his career. I don't think anything's going to happen out of that. I don't think we're going to have to worry about a new player.
No, 49ers have so many weapons around them.
Oh, yeah.
But it was, he stepped up. It wasn't enough. Rams had a great game. But, yeah, very impressive performance out of him this week.
Yeah, and staying in the NFC, we're going to go over to Minnesota. What did we think of their win? They're 3-0.
They're the surprise team of the week. Or of the year so far.
Oh, definitely. And, I mean, Justin Jefferson. I mean, he is just...
Justin freaking Jefferson.
He's getting drilled. He's picking up every ball. Every single game, I don't even have to worry about, like, him on my... Because he's on my draft, right? And I don't even have to worry about it. I could go to bed, wake up the next morning, and realize I have 30 points on my team. I just... I have him.
It's a good feeling to have.
Such a safety, such an insurance for my, like, draft. It's just beautiful. And seeing, I mean, just those horns on the... I'm done talking. Sorry, that was bad.
No, you're. I think we just found Justin Jefferson's number one fan, though, over here.
Yeah, I mean, he's racking up in points, dude. I gotta like him.
You know, in other Vikings news, Sam Darnold, 17 for 28, 4 touchdowns. Not a lot of passing yards, but he sure can find Justin Jefferson in the end zone.
That's what I'm saying. You know, he's always there. Hands are always open.
No, Vikings, 4 different receivers caught touchdowns from Darnold.
Yeah. Oh. So, let's ask, will the Vikings win the NFC North? Right now, they're 3-0. Green Bay's a little banged up. Detroit is up there. But they look like the surprise team out of this division. Do you think they have enough to pull it off, or do you think they'll
I think if Sam Darnold is legit, then and he continues his play, I think they absolutely have a chance. I mean, Brian Flores, the defensive coordinator for the Vikings, is unmatchable through the first 3 weeks of the season when it comes to defenses.
Yeah.
I mean, only allowing 7 points against the juggernaut of a Texans team.
Yeah. No, I think that'll be a test for him. I think they have Sam Darnold playing, like, USC football right now. Like, football he hasn't played since he was at USC. That's what they've been comparing it to.
Yeah, I think if he played like he is right now with the Jets, then the Jets would never have moved on from him.
No, absolutely not. But I think it's a system. I think being with Kevin O'Connell has really changed it. But let's move on now to who stole the show this week. And first game I want to start with is Philly stealing the show against the New Orleans Saints. I had the New Orleans Saints winning this game. They've been on an absolute tear the first couple weeks, scoring 91 points through 2 weeks. And I really thought Derek Carr was going to pick it up right where he left off. I was a little shaky about where the Philly secondary was going, but they have several playmakers on that side of the ball that really just crushing it right now. Quinyon Mitchell with some big plays. Cooper DeJean stepping up, and their regular playmakers, Cameron Gardner-Johnson, and...
Why'd you say his full name?
Can you guard his Johnson?
CGJ.
CJGJ.
And Avante Maddox. So many players in that secondary.
Is his name even Cameron?
Is it?
I think it's like Chauncey.
What?
CJ Gardner-Johnson.
CJ?
Yeah, I really think it's like Chauncey.
I might be wrong on this one.
Yeah, it's Chauncey.
I was completely wrong.
Chauncey Gardner-Johnson.
I don't know where I got Cameron from.
Cameron. That is not a safety.
CJ, GJ.
That sounds like a left guard. Cameron Johnson.
Regardless, Stilly. Philly stole the show this week. As you said, Saquon stepped up. Goddard stepped up. CJ, GJ stepped up in this game. Shut down that hot Saints offense. Moving on to the second game, Josh Allen, the Bills. I think the Bills are legit. I think they'll win that division, and it just looks like the team that'll challenge the Chiefs this year. I think the Chiefs are a little shaky, but 3-0, absolute monster game against the Jags.
Yeah, beating them 47-10.
Yeah, that was ridiculous.
Yeah, they look legit. It's really hard to want to root for the Bills. They've had such a hard time putting the running game together. But they've showed promise these first few weeks. 3-0. I think Josh Allen looks like he's playing some of the best football he's ever played. And so, to wrap it up, final thoughts, season, how the games went, stuff going on around town.
What are some Springfield shenanigans that went on maybe this weekend? Hmm. You know, one that really pops to my mind is some of the guys we know invited us to hang out. Isn't that right, Brax?
That's correct.
Yeah, the Drury hockey team let us celebrate their win with us.
Yeah. Yeah, no. Cool guys.
Yeah, no, I thought it was very cool for the local Drury D3 hockey team to take home a win this week, as well as Drury's D1 hockey team also taking a win. I know Evangel football took a win this weekend. Same with MSU. It's, you know, it's a lot of winning culture around Springfield lately.
Yeah, things are really popping off here, really booming. And honestly, too, little pre-piece to the interview on Friday, talking about the Drury hockey team.
Hey,
there maybe might be someone on board here.
Might have somebody on.
Stay tuned. We might find something.
Anyway, thank you guys for listening to Downtown Dropouts.
Yeah.
We're out of here.
Downtown Dropouts, sign off slow. Talking college sports, campus flow. From the bleachers to the classroom, yo. Y'all boosted our likes, now we gotta go. Final whistle blowing, end of play. Campus scoop told, we hit replay. March Madness to the frat house sway. You're a play-by-play for the crazy day. Bring the buzz, got that campus heat. Downtown Dropouts, can't be beat. Sports chatter to the dorm room. Catch us next week. It'll be